From BuzzFeed News, a woman who texted her boyfriend to kill himself before his suicide has pleaded guilty to manslaughter.
Really?
Wow, it's kind of kooky. So you tell somebody to kill themselves and they kill themselves, you're guilty of a crime. Well, maybe. It depends. It depends on the mental state of the individual, how much you actually took them killing themselves seriously. What was your actual intent? Did you want them to kill yourself? Was it a foreseeable outcome? Was it reasonable to assume that if you told this person this, that they would actually do it based on their current state of mind? Apparently so. Apparently a jury thought so. Or maybe she made a plea. Okay, pleaded guilty. Yeah. So did she not go before a jury? Anyway, a very interesting story, but before I get into it, I would like to ask those of you out there that like and appreciate the raw red pill nature of my content to go check out my website, therealistphilosopher.com. That is therealistphilosopher.com. You'll find a lot of useful and interesting links there to all my social media. I suggest you at least follow me on one or two of those social media sites so you can keep yourself abreast of any new content that I post. In the middle of the page, you'll find a lot of useful and interesting off-show services that I offer. And at the bottom, you will find three, count them, three donation options if you'd like to support my continued content creation. So go check that out, therealistphilosopher.com. That is therealistphilosopher.com. Okay, back to the story. So a woman who texted her boyfriend to kill himself before his suicide has pleaded guilty to manslaughter. Now usually, so it's a plea agreement. Usually I would say, no, you're not responsible for the actions of others. But if you tell them to do something and you expect them to do it, if you know they're likely to do it based on their current mindset or their personality makeup, if your intent was for them to actually do so, but then try and hide behind plausible deniability, I didn't know, when it was pretty apparent that they were going to do it anyway, and you just egg them on and made it more likely, well, that's a different matter. Yeah, freedom of speech doesn't always apply here. Not when that speech can be reasonably assessed to lead to a very negative and harmful outcome. It really depends. It's contextual. Anyway, in a plea agreement, In Young Yu, interesting name, sounds like a university, leftist university, I accepted responsibility that her abusive text messages played a role in Alexander Hurtula's suicide, authorities said. Yeah, I don't think that falls under free speech. Neither does telling somebody to go light a building on fire, and they light a building on fire, and then the building burns down, and then you say, oh, well, I have freedom of speech. I didn't do it. I didn't tell somebody else to do it. That don't work. Doesn't work. So there she is. She's kind of cute, but I wouldn't say she's hot. Yeah, if she was hot, she'd have probably got off with like a misdemeanor or something. But unfortunately, she's a little chunky in the face there. Not unattractive, but not super attractive either. Anyhow, yeah, In Young Yu, then 21, appears in Boston, Suffolk County Superior Court. So the 23-year-old woman, now 23, it took him a while to reach this agreement. Pleaded guilty to manslaughter on Thursday after repeatedly telling her boyfriend to kill himself. Now there's her boyfriend, so she must have known he was suicidal, okay? Which he went on to do while they were students at Boston College. What kind of person? You are the girlfriend. This is the person you're supposed to love more than anybody else on the planet. And you were egging them on to kill themselves. And you know they're likely to do it because they're suicidal. Anybody say anything about toxic femininity? A woman did something evil. Toxic femininity. All women are evil. Toxic femininity. Toxic femininity. Oh, no, 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 no. They only do that with men. they only use that compositional fallacy for men. Yeah. Look at this. Look what a man did. Men need to teach each other not to be violent, not to be toxic. Really? Why aren't women teaching each other not to be like this? Oh, well, she's just an individual. So it's collective guilt when a man does something wrong, but now we believe in individualism when we're talking about women doing something wrong. Oh, I see. In Young Yu's guilty plea showed she accepted responsibility that her verbal, physical, and psychological abuse, she abused him physically? Okay, that's a whole different matter. Contributed to, by the way, some broad is hitting you. Get the fuck out. Contributed to the suicide of Alexander Hurtula. Hurtula? Okay. Suffolk County District Attorney's Office said. You had originally pleaded not guilty in 2019. I guess you thought you'd get off with female privilege, but once the evidence started stacking up, it was obvious not only that they meant business, but she was going to get convicted. Yeah, she decided to take a plea at the last minute. Big, big shocker. The reason I say last minute is because this was 2 years ago. Okay. So she was clearly biding her time, hoping they would lower the charges that her lawyer could maybe plead it down to a misdemeanor, make it disappear entirely. But apparently it didn't go away even after 2 years. Mm, yeah. Under the new plea agreement, she received a suspended sentence from manslaughter? Oh, geez. Okay, so forget what I said about not getting the female privilege. There's the female privilege. Yeah, she violates any of her probation terms over the next 10 years, she could serve 2.5 years in jail. Wow. 10 years probation for being responsible, or at least partly responsible for the death of her boyfriend. That's great. This diabolical harpy who egged on her boyfriend, beat her boyfriend, abused him psychologically and physically. Can you imagine if this was a dude? It wouldn't be 10 years probation. It'd be 50 years in jail. No time to serve for you. Yeah, probation. Oh, my God. I figured when I read that she'd be found guilty of manslaughter, there'd be a hefty jail time involved. Oh, no. No, no, no. What's that I said about her not being attractive enough? Well, I guess standards have lowered. I guess that the, you know, the left and their constantly ridiculing and shaming men into trying to lower their standards has worked. It's worked. Yeah, we have lower standards for women, and now, you know, we are swayed by far less attractive broads than we used to. It used to be, if you were going to get time served for manslaughter, you'd have to be a 9 or a 10. Not a 6 like this broad. And I ain't even seen her body yet. Wow. Wow, wow, wee. It's great. Just great. Among the terms of the agreement are that she will undergo mental health treatment. So what? Probably paid for by the state since it's mandated. And do community service. She's going to pick up garbage off the side of the road. Oh, well, she participated in the death of her boyfriend, but she's going to pick up some Frito-Lay bags on the side of the road. Wow. Yeah, that's some punishment. In addition, she may not profit from any portrayal of the case over the next 10 years. Nobody's interested now. It's fresh in the news. She'll make more money in 10 years. It's like a fine wine. It gets better over time. In 10 years, there'll be a renewed interest, the knowledge, the memory of the case will be gone from people's heads. I see her in 10 years participating in the making of a miniseries. She'll make a fortune. True crime drama. In addition, she may not profit. Oh, she will. Give it 10 years. In 11 years, we'll be hearing from her. There'll be a TV movie or some shit. And she'll be a consultant on it, being paid a few million dollars. This agreement with defense counsel was made in close consultation with the Ertula family. If I were the Ertula family, I'd be saying, fuck this, take it to trial. Well, she might be let off at trial because, you know, she'll cry maybe on the stand. Try and look as pathetic as possible. Yeah. Put on a lot of makeup. Mm. It is consistent with their desire to seek accountability and closure and to protect the legacy of Alexander. Suspended sentence? A loving son, brother, and uncle, Suffolk County District Attorney Rachel Rowland said in a statement, they believe this is something Alexander would have wanted. Alexander, no offense to the dead, not to badmouth the dead, but Alexander sounds like a cuckboy. He stayed in a relationship with some broad to beat him up and told him to kill himself multiple times and wanted him to kill himself. I don't know. Doesn't sound like too impressive a guy to me. Anyway, Yu's lawyer did not immediately return BuzzFeed's news request for comment. Notice they're not couching this in a way to shame or ridicule her. Meanwhile, you know, if this was a dude, they would be throwing out all sorts of hyperbole of a negative nature. They would be impugning his character and attacking him and using ad hominems. But here, oh, no, 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 no. It's as matter of fact as possible. Yeah. The two began dating in late 2017 and early 2018. Well, which is it? BuzzFeed News previously reported, prosecutors alleged that you became abusive toward Ertula. Yeah. Toxic femininity? Oh, no, it doesn't exist. Even though their genders are supposed to be equal, don't you know? In summer 2018, after she found out he lied about meeting with his ex-girlfriend. Oh, she's one of those. I met with my ex-girlfriend. Did he bang her? Maybe not. Probably not. Or she started abusing him. That's lovely. Why didn't she just dump him? Just dump him. Oh, she has no self-esteem herself. Yeah. So to make herself feel better about herself, she abuses him. That's just great. That's just great. Don't we call that domestic violence? Isn't that domestic violence? Only when the man doesn't even apply to lesbo relationships, which actually have more violence in them than hetero relationships. Oh, interesting. But women are supposed to be peaceful. I thought that if women took over the world, there'd be no more war. Prosecutors argue that you failed to stop your boyfriend. She failed to stop, you, meaning that's her name. God, I keep... Prosecutors argue that you failed to stop her boyfriend, even though she knew where he was and what he was going to do. Well, it's not her job to stop him from killing himself, okay? But she certainly shouldn't be egging him on and encouraging him to do so. They argued this made her criminally responsible for her suicide. That's bullshit. No, I don't agree with that. It's not my job to take proactive steps to stop other people from committing criminal acts or acts that might harm them. That's total, complete bullshit. That's collectivist mindset, like your brother's keeper, other nonsense of that nature. No, 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 no. No, I don't agree with that. No, she's not responsible for not stopping him. Get the fuck out of here. I mean, by that same logic, if I see anybody commit a crime, I have to try and stop them, no matter what the risk might be to my well-being. I mean, what if he was on top of a fucking high building? She had to go up there and try to talk him down? What if she got close and he grabbed her and decided to take a fucking swan dive off the building and drag her along with him? She's still supposed to try? Come on, that's a nonsensical argument. Anyway, throughout you and Ertula's 18-month relationship, you sent many abusive texts to Ertula, often telling him to die by suicide. Just dump him! Jesus Christ. This makes very little sense when a man acts like this, because, you know, you're supposed to have self-esteem, you're supposed to value yourself more as a man, you're supposed to understand that, hey, you are the motherfucking prize, and you're just going up in value while she is decreasing in value each year. Yeah, so... one of her texts said, do everyone a favor and go fucking kill yourself. You're such a fucking stupid ass, worthless shit. Why didn't you leave him? Why didn't you leave him then? You texted 22-year-old Ertula, BuzzFeed News reported. So, oh, there he is. That's a weird name. Ertula? That's a weird name for an Asian. But they both look Asian to me. So there she is. The body's okay. She's got a nice rack, but the face is meh. Like I said, she's maybe a 6. The body's maybe a 7. But she's not that great. But even then, that, when you consider something like 60% of women in America are like size 12 or bigger. It's more like size 14 now. I think that number is from 10 years ago. This starts to look pretty, pretty good. A 6 and a 7 starts to look real good when the alternatives are, land whales. Anyway, Ertula died on May 20th, 2019, just hours before his college graduation. You was tracking his phone that morning and was present at the time of his death. Ertula's family was in town for his graduation. She was present at the time of his death? What do you mean she was present at the time? Like in the same fucking room? How'd he kill himself? Strange. And she was tracking his phone? How? Would she covertly install an app or something? Can I track anybody's phone just by knowing the phone number? I don't think it's quite that simple. I think you have to covertly install some kind of fucking spyware or malware on their fucking phone while she's a nut job. So she was stalking him. 4 days before his death, you texted him, fuck you, go fucking kill yourself. Jesus Christ. Toxic femininity. Say it again. Stephen Kim, Yu's attorney, said in a statement in November 2019, the prosecutors had branded an emotionally fragile young woman. Oh, she's emotionally fragile. Do you ever hear that term used for a dude who commits manslaughter? He was an emotionally fragile young man. Does anybody ever listen to it when it's said by a defense attorney? No. Nobody has any pity for a man. But for a woman, yeah, we need to take pity on her. For emotionally fragile young woman... who's a monster, seen as a monster to the entire world, which has further traumatized her. What the fuck do I care about her trauma? At least she's breathing. What trauma? It's self-imposed trauma. She commits manslaughter and then whines and complains that consequences are being imposed on her and they're traumatizing her. As if the world is supposed to care and feel sorry for her, which a lot of people I'm sure actually did, which is unfortunate and sad. Yeah, but there's no such thing as female privilege. No, 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 no. There's patriarchy. Yeah. Really sad patriarchy, man. Really a self-effacing, self-hating patriarchy if we actually live in one. before you use arraignment. One that allows women to badmouth men and treat them like crap and to make more money than men in 147 of America's 150 biggest cities unless you pop out a fucking baby before the age of 30. If you don't have a baby, if you don't get married, if you don't become a housewife, if you don't take on the mantle of a mother, you will actually make more than a man. But somehow you're oppressed. But Yu's abuse throughout the relationship had been near constant, Rollins said on Thursday. It became more disturbing and more frequent in the days before his death, as documented in the text messages and other evidence. Rollins added the case showed how serious domestic violence is. And if it can affect many types of victims and take many forms. That's true, but 99.9% of the time, the only people presented as victims of domestic violence are women, and the only people essentially presented as abusers are men. Even though studies have recently shown, I think there was a study that recently came out of Harvard that said that women commit 70% of all domestic abuse. Women are actually more likely to abuse in a relationship than men, which is borne out by lesbian relationships, which have more violence in them than hetero relationships. She urged anyone experiencing intimate partner violence to reach out to law enforcement or community groups for help. Yeah, you're calling it intimate partner violence now, taking a neutral stance because it's a woman who's the abuser. Yeah, you want to equalize everything, man. Oh, yeah. Yeah, but when a man does it, oh, toxic masculinity, men are evil. So what I don't agree with is this idea that you have a responsibility to your fellow man if you know they're going to do something wrong to stop them. That's already been established in law that you are not legally required to report knowledge of a crime that is going to occur, although in some instances, depending on your closeness relationship-wise with the perpetrator, there have been instances where people have pled guilty. Like you're a mother and you know your son is going to go out and, you know, massacre a bunch of people or your daughter or whatever. You know that's going to happen. You probably should report that. If you don't, you're negligent. But in most cases, and in this case, you know, it's a boyfriend, it's a girlfriend, and let's be honest, you don't have a responsibility. You are not your brother's keeper. The responsibility here, pretty tenuous. Boyfriend, girlfriend, I'm not talking about mother, son, father, daughter. She wasn't his wife. I really think it's just kind of a slippery slope to start holding people accountable for the actions of others just because they knew about them beforehand. But where she's telling him to do it, knowing that he's probably going to do it, yeah. Yeah, she's definitely guilty of that. That's not free speech. That doesn't fall under the protection of free speech. No way, shape, or form. Not when you know that your words are likely to, reasonably to, lead, are going to probably lead to the exact outcome that you are encouraging, then you are responsible. So there was definitely malicious intent there because she knew he was going to kill himself. She had a reasonable amount of certainty that he would do it, and she encouraged him to do it, which means she clearly wanted him to do it. So there was malicious intent there, no question. But wholly irresponsible for not trying to stop him, no. It's not my job to put myself at risk to stop other people who want to put themselves at risk. But anyway, let me know what you think. Is this suspended sentence justified? The suspended sentence of this not privileged young girl who's living under patriarchy, who got a suspended sentence and 10 years probation for pleading guilty to manslaughter? Do you feel sorry for her, even for that pitty little sentence? Or do you think she should have gotten 10 years in jail? Yeah, she should have. And by the way, 10 years in jail for a wayman with good behavior would be more like 2.5 or 3 years. But let me know what you think in the comment section. And please like and subscribe to my BitChute channel if you have not already. Lots and lots of content there at this very moment. BitChute.com/TheRealistPhilosopher. That's BitChute.com/TheRealistPhilosopher. And again, if you really like and appreciate the raw red pill nature of my content, the way I tell it like it is, then please consider making a donation by going to therealistphilosopher.com. That is therealistphilosopher.com. I could really use your help.